from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also, we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Government strengthens capital market stability through demutualization and the role of Danantara. Indonesian Food and Drug Monitoring Agency achieves WHO listed authority status. Here is the news in detail. The Indonesian government affirms its commitment to maintaining the stability and credibility of the Indonesian capital market through various strategic measures, including accelerating the demutualization of the stock exchange and strengthening governance. This measure was taken to respond to global market dynamics and strengthen national economic fundamentals. Kiki Purba has the detail.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, on Friday in Jakarta conveyed the government commitment to maintaining the stability and credibility of the capital market by accelerating the demutualization process of the Indonesian stock exchange this year. He made this statement in response to the decline in the Indonesia Composite Index due to sentiment from Morgan Stanley Capital International, or MSCI, over the past few days. The downgrade of the capital market by UBS Group IG and Goldman Sachs.
Dan menanggapi situasi ini, pemerintah menegaskan bahwa komitmen untuk menjaga stabilitas dan kredibilitas.
To this situation, the government reaffirms its commitment to maintaining the stability and credibility of this nation, as well as the credibility of the capital market through several strategic steps. First, the government wants to accelerate the demutualization of the Indonesian stock exchange.
Furthermore, the government also mentions the important role of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency, or Danantara, in the national capital market ecosystem. This is due to the significant contribution of the state-owned enterprise issuers to the total market capitalization on the exchange. The head of Danantara, Rosan Perkasa Roslani, stated that Danantara has a significant interest in promoting a more transparent and open exchange.
Hampir 30% dari total market kapitalisasi pasar.
Almost 30% of the total market capitalization on the exchange is contributed by our state-owned enterprises. So we also want to encourage our exchange to be more transparent, more open, and also to be truly honest, while always prioritizing good governance.
Erlangga also stated that the Indonesian government guarantees protection for all investors by maintaining good governance and information transparency. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, or BPOM, has been officially designated as a World Health Organization listed authority, or WHO listed authority. This designation places Indonesian regulators on a par with regulatory bodies in developed countries and demonstrates Indonesia's improving global health diplomacy. Nur Kamila has the detail.
Head of the Indonesia Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, or BPOM, Taruna Ikar, on Tuesday, January 29, 2026, stated that the BPOM has been officially designated as a WHO listed authority, or WLA. This designation will be listed on the WHO official website at the end of December 2025. As the WHO listed authority, Esapagansa the power of influence, he said that this designation places Indonesia regulator on a par with regulator bodies in developed countries and demonstrates the improved quality of Indonesia global health diplomacy. He said this achievement even surpasses countries with ranks pharmaceutical industry like China and India.
Indonesia is the first country get WHO listed authority with the middle income country.
WHO listed authority status is a prestigious recognition from the WHO that states that a country regulatory system has met stringent global standards across 9 criteria, including product oversight, certification, and clinical trial oversight. Of the 193 UN member states, only around 30 countries have achieved the status, most of which are high-income countries. According to ICAR, this achievement is not just regulation, but a powerful health diplomacy tool with broad strategic impacts, ranging from global regulation, international referrals, accurate health products export, and open access for economic growth. Furthermore, he said WHO listed authority recognition also serves as a health diplomacy tool, strengthening Indonesia's position in global negotiations. Several countries such as India, Pakistan, and China have come to learn from Indonesia.
At the very least, this is our global health diplomacy.
By achieving WHO listed authority status, Indonesia not only strengthened national health resilience, but also firmly established its position as a key player and trusted partner in global health governance. According to ICAR, this achievement provides significant capital to champion national interests and contribute more to global health. Nur Kamila, Voice of Indonesia.
Ministry of Industry stated the Indonesian government is wary of global geopolitical dynamics and their impact on domestic industry. This caution was conveyed at a press conference to release the January 2026 Industry Confidence Index held in Jakarta on Thursday. Dika Dean Ananda has the detail.
Special staff to the minister and spokesperson for the Ministry of Industry, Febri Handri Antoni Arif, on Thursday, January 29, 2026, announced that the January 2029 Industry Confidence Index, or IKI, increased by 2.2 points compared to December 2025, reaching 54.12. He explained that this increase was primarily driven by production preparations for Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr. Despite the increase, Febri stated that the government and industry players are not complacent. He stated that the government continues to monitor global conditions that impact the domestic industry.
We continue to monitor global geopolitical turmoil and the global tariff war. We continue to monitor the impact of this global uncertainty on the domestic industry, particularly on export demand and the stability of the domestic industrial supply chain.
Industri dalam negeri, baik terutama pada demand ekspor maupun pada stabilitas rantai pasok industri di dalam negeri.
Febri outlined at least two main areas of focus for monitoring and mitigation, namely export demand, supply chains, and production costs. Regarding export demand, Febri explained that the Indonesian government is considering optimizing existing trade agreements, or FTAs, and diversifying export market. Meanwhile, to address supply chain and production costs, the government will maximize the use of local currency settlements, or LCS, facilities. Fabry added that several subsectors, such as footwear and electronics, are still contracting, with indexes below 50. These subsectors are feeling the impact of global uncertainty, particularly in export-oriented sectors.
Subsektor industri yang berorientasi ekspor.
Export-oriented industrial subsectors are still in the preparation process, observing how global uncertainty affects their demand. This global uncertainty includes political and geopolitical turmoil and tariff wars between countries.
Demand mereka. Ketidakpastian global itu antara lain adalah gejolak politik, geopolitik, dan perang tarif antar negara.
Despite caution, Fabry said the business optimism remains strong. The Industry Confidence Index survey shows that 72.58% respondents are optimistic about business conditions over the next 6 months, an increase from the previous month. The survey also showed that 78.5% of respondents stated that their business activities were improving and stable. The January 2026 Industrial Confidence Index release discusses anticipatory measures to maintain the momentum of national industrial growth amidst global economic and political turbulence. Dikandian Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government, through the Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, has opened the initial selection process for new students to the Garuda Superior Senior High School program for the 2026-2027 academic year. The recruitment is being carried out as part of the national strategy to develop superior human resources. Anissa Audrita reports.
The Indonesian government officially launched the selection process for new students to the Garuda Superior Senior High School or SMA Unggul for the 2026-2027 academic year. In a bold launch on Thursday, January 29, 2026, Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology Brian Yuliarto emphasized that developing superior human resources is a national priority as directed by President Prabowo Subianto. He believes that the Garuda Superior Senior High School is positioned as the starting point in preparing a generation of Indonesian leaders with global competitiveness.
Peluncuran seleksi PPDB.
The launch of the new student admission selection, or PPDB, for Garuda Superior High School is certainly part of the state's strategic efforts to build national talent management starting from the secondary education level. This is the initial foundation for preparing Indonesia's future generation of leaders.
Furthermore, Brian Yuliarto stated that Garuda Superior High School will focus on attracting outstanding talents with interests and achievements in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics or STEM. All accepted students will be fully funded by the state regardless of economic background.
Kami berharap sekali bahwa
we sincerely hope that students from any background, as long as they are outstanding talents and hard workers, will thrive. Therefore, we will fund them, the state will be present, and facilitate them so that the country's best talents, who will bring progress to this nation, can be fully facilitated by the state to pursue their highest level of education.
Bahwa kemajuan bagi bangsa ini nantinya bisa difasilitasi penuh oleh negara untuk menimba ilmu setinggi-tingginya.
This year, the government will recruit the first batch of Garuda School students at four new Garuda schools in Bangka Belitung, East Nusa Tenggara, North Kalimantan, and Southeast Sulawesi, totaling 640 students. According to Brian, the government is targeting the establishment of 20 Garuda Superior High Schools and the development of Garuda Superior High Schools Transformation or SMA Unggul Garuda Transformasi with equivalent standards and qualification. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian government strengthened vigilance and surveillance against the potential transmission of the Nipah virus following the discovery of cases in India and several other countries. Early precautionary measures are being taken to prevent the virus from entering Indonesian territory. Ofra Regina has the detail.
The Indonesian government has intensified surveillance for potential Nipah virus transmissions after the virus was identified in India. This step is a preventive effort following the discovery of Nipah virus cases in several other countries. Vigilance has been tight at various national entry points, especially international airports. health screenings for foreign tourists arriving in Indonesia, including temperature checks and symptoms monitoring by health quarantine officer, have been enhanced. In a statement in Solo, Central Java on Thursday, Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin urged the public to take a number of preventive measures.
This disease is transmitted through fruit eaten by bats that have bitten it because their saliva gets on it. What we must do for Indonesians, including journalists who go to those areas, is, if possible, avoid eating exposed fruit. You can eat oranges, for example, which are enclosed and you peel them yourself, the ones we can see.
Other recommendations conveyed include avoiding contact with infected animals, washing and peeling fruit thoroughly before consumptions, and seeking immediate medical checkups if experiencing fever or shortness of breath after visiting outbreak areas. Also, no Nipah virus cases have been identified domestically to date. The Ministry of Health has prepared anticipatory steps, screening and early detections through polymerase chain reactions. Testing for infectious diseases have been prepared. Global alertness increased after Indian health authorities reported two confirmed cases in the state of West Bengal in late January 2026. This report triggered increased health screenings at several regional airports, such as in Thailand, Singapore. The World Health Organization stated that the risk of cross-country spread remains low. Also, Regional Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs, which is preparing to accelerate national digital transformation in 2026. The main focus is on strengthening computing infrastructure to support the development of artificial intelligence. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan has the detail.
The Ministry of Communication and Digital, or Komdigi, affirmed its commitment to accelerate national digital transformation in 2026. One of the strategic steps being taken is to accelerate the readiness of computing infrastructure to support the development of robust artificial intelligence. Vice Minister of Communication and Digital Nezar Patria, in an official broadcast on Thursday, January 29, 2026, stated that computing infrastructure is a crucial asset for Indonesia to enter the global artificial intelligence infrastructure supply chain. According to him, there are at least three keys to achieving this, starting with developing direct investment domestically, especially in computing infrastructure, including edge computing and cloud computing.
These three things, the first is how we localize. Localization requires investing in Indonesia's computing infrastructure, including artificial intelligence and cloud computing. This is crucial.
Melakukan investasi di Indonesia untuk computing infrastructure, termasuk dengan edge computing dan juga soal cloud. Ini penting sekali.
Nezar explained that not only infrastructure, but also innovation ecosystem that encourages domestic research and development or R&D to produce AI models that can provide solutions to the nation's problem. Furthermore, long-term investment is also needed so that Indonesia has an end-to-end AI ecosystem that can compete globally.
Then the second is innovation. So we must be able to shift our R&D to form a powerful force, a robust artificial intelligence. Then there is a matter of investing. I think investing is crucial because it's not just about building infrastructure and cloud computing, but how we secure long-term investments that can be more strategically embedded in the global end-to-end AI ecosystem.
Karena bukan hanya soal bagaimana membentuk infrastruktur dan cloud computing aja, tapi bagaimana kita men-secure satu investasi yang jangka panjang yang bisa masuk jauh lebih strategi ya di end-to-end ekosistem AI yang ada di dunia.
Nazar added that these three steps are crucial to ensure a truly impactful digital transformation, given Indonesia's high rate of technology adoption and rich mineral resources needed for the semiconductor industry. The Ministry of Communication and Digital also committed to acting as an accelerator and orchestrator of digital transformation, including through the development of the National AI Roadmap and AI Ethics. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia encourages ASEAN to strengthen its political foundations and ensure Southeast Asia remains a zone of peace, not a theater for proxy conflicts. This was conveyed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono at the ASEAN Foreign Ministers Retreat in Cebu, Philippines on January 29. Amid increasingly complex global geopolitical dynamics, Sugiono emphasized the importance of ASEAN building independent resilience by strengthening strategic sectors such as economic, energy, food, and technological security. According to him, Southeast Asia must remain a peaceful and united region.
Ensure that Southeast Asia remain a zone of peace and does not become a theater for proxy conflicts. And we must evolve into more substantial global actors. Engagement must be forward-looking, rooted in the foundation of a secure and unified Southeast Asia. And the regional resilience is what allows us to engage in the world with confidence.
Minister Sugiono also highlighted the accelerated completion of the Code of Conduct in the South China Sea, which is expected to be agreed upon this year. He emphasized the finalization of the Code of Conduct is a crucial step for the future of the region and for creating a stable, rules-based maritime order. He also expressed Indonesia's full support for the Philippines' 2026 ASEAN Chairmanship, which carries the theme Navigating Our Future Together. We end the news with a Decree by Research Program, which is a government instrument to improve the qualifications of master's and doctoral degree holders through direct involvement in research, while simultaneously strengthening mastery of science and technology to support an advanced Indonesia. Hasna Nur Afifah has the detail.
The National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, held a socialization of the selection of research-based postgraduate education programs or degree for research for the autumn semester of the 2026-2027 academic year in Jakarta on Friday. This program aligns with the government's policy direction that prioritizes strengthening human resources, research, and innovation as the foundation towards a golden Indonesia 2045. The agency's Deputy of Human Resources, Science, and Technology, Edi Giri Rahman Putra, explained that degree by research is designed to improve the quality of human resources through an educational process directly integrated with research activities. This program allows participants to pursue postgraduate education while engaging in research activities, actively involved in the research within the research agency.
The Degree by Research program is a program to improve master and doctoral qualifications through a research activity conducted jointly with researchers at the research agency.
Eddie added that the learning mechanism in this program emphasizes collaboration between BRIN and universities. Participants not only participate in academic activities, but also conduct research with direct guidance from BRIN researchers and supervising lecturers.
To obtain a master's or doctoral degree, they must complete a research together with us at the research agency, of course, under the guidance of lecturers from their universities.
Over the course of approximately 4 years, the degree by research program has attracted approximately 2,000 students from 15 state-owned universities and several international universities. This program is open to lecturers, researchers, educational staff, government officials, local government officials, and alumni and recent graduates. Aims to strengthen the national research and innovation ecosystem. Hasna Nur Afifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bertanya-tanya tentang dirinya, ku cari-cari di dunia maya. Ku pandang profilnya, ku baca statusnya, ingin aku mengenalnya. Aku berhasil menjadi temannya, walau sebatas di social media. Aku terbawa imaji tentangnya, citra yang dibuatnya. Aku merasa jatuh cinta padanya, meski tak pernah berjumpa. Ingin rasanya ku memiliki dirinya dalam dunia nyata. Seutuhnya, komentar di timeline-nya. Aku tak suka panas aku jadinya. Aku cemburu, terbakar hatiku, hilang sudah logika.
Here is quote of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people. Be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love. Well, listener, that's Keyword of the Day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
What is this food?
This delight is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Es goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Only in Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music, consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Some people say they vape to avoid the dangers of smoking, but vape still poses the same harm for them. Here is an explanation by PhD researcher at University of Groningen, the Netherlands, Dr. Oke Dimas Asmara.
I will never get tired saying things, please do not smoke or even vaping, because smoking, in short, it contains more than 7,000 chemicals on it and almost hundreds of them known to cause cancer. So it's carcinogenic. So if you inhale these dangerous substances, it means you expose your lungs to these dangerous hazardous substances, and it will damage your cells in your lungs, and it will irritate and have inflammation. So inflammation meaning your body try to fight these dangerous substances, so there's a battlefield in your lungs, and it will get scarred, so it can have scarring, and then it can reduce the elasticity of the lungs. So your lungs need to inhale to expand and to shrink to remove the carbon dioxide, so it will lose its elasticity, so it cannot longer get oxygen as much as needed before, and it also cannot remove it. So in over the years, the most important things happen, which is there will be a mutation in your lung cells, and it will become a lung cancer. And lung cancer is among the deadliest cancer of all cancer that the body could have. So yes, it's quietly but slowly but surely damage your lungs. And also it's also happened with vaping. So it is often marketed as a safe alternative for smoking, but the truth, it is not. Even some e-cigarettes or vaping contain higher nicotine than a cigarette. So please do not take the claim, take the bait, especially for the younger generation. Because we can see here, not only in Indonesia, but also I live in Netherlands right now, there's like increasing case of very young age, around 18, 20s, early 20s, they have lung injury because of the vaping. So it gets really, really dangerous. And vaping is a relatively new thing. So the study is still ongoing right now, but we can see the result. The current result is as hard, as dangerous as smoking. So that's the real truth.
For more detail about lung health, you can check our VOI talk on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare acid. Semarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Semarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening.
Of Indonesia.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu, hey. Tenangkan aku
lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
That's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram @voi_official.
Follow us as well on TikTok at VOI_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.